Ladies and gentlemen, we realize we live in a fast-paced world in which hamburgers are pushed through small windows so mothers can get children to soccer games, dance recitals, and school programs, because to do otherwise would seem somehow cruel or inhumane. At Misfits Audio, we realize you may not have an hour or two to engage in a meaningful story. So we have worked hard in our auditory kitchen to boil down, condense, and nicely display the first in a series known as 5-Minute Classics. Everything you need to know about a literary classic in less time than waiting in a drive-thru. In this episode, Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice.
Mr. Bennet, there are so many fowl and farm stock.
Perhaps, my dear, it's because we live on a farm.
Can you believe it, Elizabeth?
A ball at the Bingleys.
A ball?
Indeed, and we're all invited.
Bless me, did you hear that, Mr. Bennet?
Remarkably, I do have ears.
We must get ready, girls. Hurry now.
The Bennets attended the dance, enjoyed the evening immensely, and in the end, Jane left thinking...
Mr. Bingley was quite adequate.
While Elizabeth thought...
Mr. Darcy was rather, I don't know, boorish.
Elizabeth!
Do you wish me to lie, Mother?
Meanwhile, across several fields, past a few cottages, and breathing greater draughts of aristocratic air, stood Mr. Bingley, who was quite an agreeable man.
Why, thank you.
And his friend Mr. Darcy, who generally wore the expression of a man forced to eat lemons at every meal.
That man can say more with a simple guttural expression than anyone I know.
Bore.
Well, I'm really sure, Mr. Darcy, but I did think Jane was simply splendid. Well, yes, even if her mother comes from a lower class.
While there was mostly one-sided conversation about the suitability of the Bennet girls, the Bennets had a guest.
Mr. Collins, come in, come in.
Tonight I would like to read long, boring passages from a book I have brought, explain my superiority over your husband, and then ask one of your daughters to marry me, although I suspect the first one will be unavailable.
Bless me, you have certainly thought this through.
Well, they do appear to be adequate, but I suppose I will settle for this one. Will you marry me, Miss Elizabeth?
No.
It's because I'm shorter than you, isn't it?
Father, please tell him to go away.
Mr. Bennet, you must tell her to marry Mr. Collins.
Elizabeth, an unhappy alternative is before you, my dear. From this day, you must be a stranger to one of your parents. Your mother will never see you again if you do not marry Mr. Collins, and I will never see you again if you do.
Normally, I would have had time to leave before those hurtful remarks, but as you can see, I'm right here.
Lamentable.
There are other characters in the story, including George Wickham, who had once been in the military and carried a flame for Elizabeth. Long story short, she didn't really notice him. Then there were the troublemakers, Caroline Bingley and Lady Catherine de Bourgh. But Elizabeth's scathing tongue always seems to put them in their place. And in those moments between the once upon a time and happily ever after, one sister would marry a cad. A friend would marry Mr. Collins for security, as opposed to happiness. And a battle of pride would keep Elizabeth Bennet and Fitzwilliam Darcy apart.
If this story had been set many years hence, we should have had full use of a forging network and... could have resolved misunderstandings while waiting in the line of a convenience store, playing games featuring farms and or birds.
Is it any wonder no one wants the girl? She's a blooming loney.
In this story, we are reminded of the social dynamics that demonstrate the truism that opposites attract. Love is more important than social standing, and strong-willed women are to be both admired and occasionally... feared.
I couldn't agree with you more, young man.
This has been the inaugural edition of 5-Minute Classics, Pride and Prejudice. For more on this wonderful story, pick up the Jane Austen novel. I assure you, we had to leave many excellent parts behind that you may enjoy. We'd like to thank our cast. Jim Patton as narrator, yours truly. Elise Krawiec as Mrs. Bennett. Joe Stofko as Mr. Bennett. David Wagner as Mr. Bingley. Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Jane. Tanya Miljevic as Elizabeth. Buzz Collins as Mr. Darcy. This story was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer, Captain John Tadrazak. Webmaster, April Sadowski. This production is for your enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Jim Patton. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. Characters remain in the public domain and were inspired by the original work of our beloved Jane Austen. Ugh.